All right, let's catch up with the City of Greater Bendigo. And this week, Brian Wesley, Director of Presentation and Assets, is with us. Brian, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rob Allen. Thanks for having me.
Now, the Hargrave Street multi-storey car park, is it closed only on the 1st of May or is it closing on the 1st of May?
No, it's just for that one day. We've just got some work that we have to do on the door, which means that we have to fully close it on the 1st of May, so cars won't be able to get in or out of that facility on that one day.
All right. So if you leave your car in there on Saturday night, you'd be in a bit of bother.
You would. So look, we'll make sure there's lots of signage so that people know prior to Sunday the 1st of May not to leave their vehicles in there.
Yep.
There'll be lots of pre-warning, but yeah, it is only for that one day and it'll just enable us to repair the door.
Now, the city's going to hold an About Waste and Resource Expo, which somebody very cleverly has come up with, Aware, which is very good. What's this all about?
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting. So the city manages around 100,000 tonnes of waste every year, and a lot of that finds its way to landfill. And so this program's about educating the community on ways that we can reduce waste. So there'll be stalls and workshops on things like repairing items, helping people understand how they can reduce plastics, as well as the benefits of food composting. So look, this is on the back of the city already has programs in place that divert, you know, around 35,000 tonnes of recyclables and organics every year from landfill, but we can definitely do better.
Yeah, okay. Now, the city, and I mean, I guess this is sort of an ongoing thing where you're looking for state government support, but you're looking for particularly a few key projects getting funding from the government to help out.
That's exactly right. So I suppose in the lead up to the state budget, the city has put forward what we consider to be some of our funding priorities. The number one for the city is the investment in the Bendigo Art Gallery. And whilst it's already an amazing facility, it could be so much more. And we already know that we are able to host, you know, blockbuster events like the Marilyn Monroe or the current Elvis exhibition. Mm. So this would enable us to, you know, be significant on an international level.
Fantastic. And finally, of course, the Bendigo Writers Festival is coming up. And Be Still My Beating Heart, Lisa Wilkinson's been added to it.
Yeah, no, this is very exciting. So, look, Bendigo, there's just so much happening, which is so exciting after a couple of years of cancelled events. So this is another exciting coup. And obviously, Lisa's probably one of the most well-recognised and respected journalists getting around. So it is exciting. It's on the back of other really exciting a program for the festival. But yes, Lisa will be with us on Saturday the 14th of May. She'll be having a conversation with our manager of Bendigo and Events, Julie Amos. And that's really exciting.
And where is that held?
So that will be at the Yalumbra. And I would encourage people, if they could visit bendigowritersfestival.com.au, they can check out any information to do with events that are being held, as well as purchase tickets if they wish to.
Fantastic. All right. Well, plenty going on, that's for sure. Brian, thanks very much for joining us this morning, and all the best.
Thanks for having me, Robbo.
No worries at all. Yeah, you too. Brian Wesley, Director of Presentation and Assets from the City of Greater Bendigo.